Are you sitting next to somebody? Most of you are, I think. Yes, it's good. So, just for a moment, turn to somebody next to you or near to you and just ask them how far they travelled to church this morning. You didn't have to travel too far, did you,
no,
this morning?
Feet up, by the
way. I'll try to. Right. I wonder who travelled the furthest. Anybody? 5 miles? 5 miles? No. 4 miles? 3 miles? Three. Three is the furthest. And anybody near that? Oh, about 4 or 5. So 3, 4, or 5. Oh, 3,000. There you are, you see. I think that was that even further than the wise men travelled? I'm not sure. It seems as though it probably was. I wonder who lives the nearest, who had the shortest journey. Pamela? Or Paul? Pauline, who had the... Right, you had the shortest journey. That's good. Well, we all travelled. Was anybody perhaps couldn't get here this morning unless they'd had a lift? Anybody needed a lift this morning? You all got here okay. Right. You did. You had a push, didn't you? That's right. The elderly aunt, right, okay, that's good. You know, we're all on a journey, aren't we? And we've just been through the Advent and Christmas and remembered that Jesus came into the world for everybody. And we sometimes use a metaphor, don't we, and say that people are on a journey. We say that, you know, perhaps people who are not yet Christians are on a journey towards Jesus. And Jesus accepts worship from those who know him and from those who are on the journey towards him, wanting to know him, but don't quite know him yet as their friend and saviour. And so, as we go through the year, let us remember that Jesus comes for everybody, wherever they might be on the journey of life and the journey towards him.